The Michigan Department of Treasury announced yesterday that the state is preparing to further relax restrictions on bottle and can redemptions. Did you ever get all those redemptions out of your garage?
No, not yet.
Oh, really?
A few.
Okay.
I knew it was going to take me a couple of trips.
Well, maybe this will help you out. So it says here, starting October 5th. The reason I bring it up is because, and I know you had some of the news reports, but there's actually some parameters here, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So beginning October 5th, all retailers selling beverages and bottles and cans that have 10-cent deposits who use the reverse vending machines to accept reusables must return taking them. So any establishment that has the reverse vending machines must accept the returnables. Those are the ones that the big ones have right now, and some of the smaller ones. But it was only the big ones that had to start accepting the returns back when they did on March 23rd.
Those self-serve machines.
Yeah. I should say mid-June. It was March 23rd when the governor's order came out that said we're going to stop it all. And it was mid-June when that it started again in the largest retailers.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, so you have to have a store that does that. If they don't have the reverse vending machines, they can resume container redemption at their own discretion. See, that's the reason I bring it up. You may go to a place where you're thinking, hey, I can return it because everyone's supposed to accept them out, but if that establishment does not have the reverse vending machines, they don't have to.
Right.
They are still able to refuse.
Yeah, and then after that date, then those that handle them manually have to start accepting them.
Yeah, at some point. Well, it says here that so far is not yet scheduled, which all stores, any stores that sell them, even without the vending machines, it's still not scheduled yet when they must all accept returns. So at this time, that is still out in the open.
There are places that still accept them without
apparently.
Wow.
Apparently. Well, I'm guessing some of the smaller retailers, I mean, to put those machines in, I think probably be expensive.
I suppose.
Now, what the expenses to collect them and ship them someplace, I don't know.
Handling them manually, though, it's probably a good PR move on the part of a small business person.
Yeah. It could be in those smaller towns and things like that. Remember when everyone used to have to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, haven't we all worked in a grocery store one time or another where we had to fill those cases of bottles that came in loose and do all that stuff in the back room?
That was one of my first jobs.
Was it really?
And can return boy. Yes.
Yeah.
But we did have a vending. We had one of those machines, but then I had to clear out all of the bins and take them out back. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
And just so you know, in case you were thinking, how is the opportunity to get all those things out of your garage? Retailers can still take steps to limit hours and still limit returns from individuals to no more than $25 per day.
Yeah, right.
And retailers must limit their weekly beverage container returns to no more than 140% of their average weekly collection volume for April and May of 2019.
Yeah.
Which I still wonder how they figure that out.
I don't know.
They must have records, I'm sure.
They've got auditors sitting there or what?
Wait a second. That goes back a whole year. And for those who do note that Michigan was the only state to completely shut down its redemption program, which I get, and we were.
Yeah.
Remember, there are only 10 states with bottle and can deposits.
Right.
So it's not like it was
we were only
state out of 50.
Yeah.
10 smart states.
Yeah, we were still out of the 10 states, but still, just in perspective, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, so everything, it's progressing. It's not 100% complete, and there are still a few parameters.
Right.
So,
okay.
In case you show up and you're wondering what's going on there.
And we're one of the 10 cleaner states as a result of all that.
That is true.
By the way, one of the few, they've been limited, the number of them, but one of the last weekend highway cleanups is coming up very soon.
Oh, really?
For this year. So make sure you give those folks that are out there doing all that volunteer work a lot of clear room and berth and appreciate what they do.
And shall I say what I always say?
What's that?
If people didn't throw trash out onto the highway in the first place,
it wouldn't be necessary.
Just
think if we didn't have a deposit law, how many bottles and cans would be out there? Oh. It's bad enough with the water bottles and everything else that get thrown out.
Was that Governor Milliken's plan? Was that why? Didn't the bottle returns get into law because of him?
Sounds about right.
Was it Milliken?
Yeah. I think he could have been the one that opposed it.
Part of it was to keep Michigan beautiful.
That's right.
Yeah, go back to the 70s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I have to research that. I'm not even sure when.